We're joyous resistance.
The 55th annual San Francisco Pride March began with Dykes on Bikes leading the way, as some 50,000 attendees gathered under the theme Queer Joy is Resistance. Linda, a mother in her mid-50s, attended the Pride celebration for the first time.
I am so happy to be here. I am almost crying with joy to see so many people gathered together, just affirming life and beauty and love and how everybody has the right to live and be free. And we really need this in our hearts and in our souls, because we have to get back out there tomorrow and fight fascism.
This year's Pride Parade comes as trans rights are under attack by Republican lawmakers, from state houses to the White House, where the president has kicked out transgender people from the military, to the Supreme Court allowing parents to pull their children out of classes that feature content conflicting with their religious beliefs, like LGBTQ storybooks. For many, being put on the margins only strengthens their resolve to celebrate, like Hiru, who, along with his family, is originally from India.
Straight people have pride every day. We have pride 1 month and then 1 weekend, and we make sure that the entire world hears our voice.
Attendees flooded Market Street in colorful attire and decor. San Francisco's Pride is one of the largest Pride events in the world. A couple from Scotland was among the many attendees to celebrate.
Oh, it's absolutely fantastic. We're all the way from Scotland.
Yeah, just keep celebrating where you are.
Keep it going.
Yeah.
Love everywhere, that's it.
People celebrated on floats in the parade, and some won awards. Students from the universities of San Francisco and Berkeley also had contingents. The UC Berkeley group was awarded the Absolutely Joyful Music Contingent Award in the parade. Some attended Pride for the first time, like Carmen Green, a doctoral student in nursing at UCSF from Oakland.
This is my first Pride parade, but I've been here for 3 years. And it's, you know, life-changing to be in a place where you really feel like free. The most exciting part is how it draws people from all over the state, all over the country and the world, and how the city supports us doing this every year.
I'm Christina Onnested with Anasuya Thorakatu for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.